political tensions are escalating in one of China's neighbors to the south, Nepal. Supporters of Nepal's Maoist political movement have imposed a general strike, shutting down the country for 3 days now. Their main demand is the resignation of the country's prime minister. The BBC's Joe Jolly is in the capital, Kathmandu. Joe, why are these folks so mad at the government?
Well, this is part of a very long-running saga that goes back to the 10-year conflict that the Maoist rebels had with the state here in Nepal. This ended in 2006, and there was a peace agreement in which both sides promised to make steps towards democracy. Now, it's 3 years plus since that peace agreement, and many of the steps that were outlined in it haven't been taken. And the Maoists now are fed up with the government and say that they should be in power, they should be leading a government of national unity. And this is why they want the prime minister to resign.
So when we say general strike, I mean, I'm not even sure what that looks like. Are we talking public services are stopped, or does everyone get involved and everything stops?
It is actually quite remarkable. Everything has stopped. I've only been in Kathmandu, but all the shops are shut, the banks, the businesses, the offices, the schools. One of the effects is there's no pollution. This is usually a very, very polluted city because it's in a valley and it collects pollution because there are no generators, there are no engines running. Everything is very clear. Everyone's out on the streets walking around. There's quite a festival atmosphere, but there's absolutely no work going on. The Maoists have allowed shops to open very, very briefly in the morning and the evening so that people can get their supplies and they're not going to be too hard done by. But apart from that, the city has come to a complete standstill.
Is the government out in the street going after demonstrators? I mean, are there demonstrators out there, and are there roadblocks? Has it gotten violent at all so far?
That there have been small pockets of violence, but it's been very, very isolated. Basically, you have around 50 to 80,000 Maoists on the streets. Many of these have been bussed in from rural areas because the Maoists' main area of support are poor farmers, people who haven't seen any sort of effects of development. And they're in here, and they're incredibly well-disciplined. There's lots of Maoist cadres around telling people where to sit, when to stand, when to eat, when to cheer, when to be quiet. And nobody seems to be breaking this very strong line of discipline.
Now, one group that's not really used to strikes are the tourists, the many tourists who are in Kathmandu. Nepal, obviously a famous exotic destination for visitors and mountain climbers. How are these people being affected?
Well, I went to the chief tourist district today, an area called Tamil, and I spoke to tourists there. The Nepali government has put on a bus to take them to and from the airport, so in that way they can move around. But otherwise, they're somewhat restricted. They can only stay in their hotels. They can only eat in one or two restaurants. A few people said, oh, we're a little bit frustrated. We want to get out into the countryside and we can't. But otherwise, the mood seems quite cheerful and they do seem to be bearing up.
Joe, final question. Could the Maoists bring down the government there?
I think the Maoists definitely will bring down the government. The Prime Minister will resign at the end of this. But what's in doubt is the sequence of events and how it's going to happen. The Prime Minister really has to resign because his coalition government doesn't have the support of the majority of the people. And Nepal does need to have a national unity government. But the Prime Minister doesn't want to make it look like the Maoists won from the streets. And at the same time, the Maoists want to make it look like they did win from the streets. So somehow, someone's got to find a compromise in between. But he will go, and there will be a new government here within a few weeks.
The BBC's Joe Jolly in the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. Thank you for the update, Joe.
Thank you very much.